Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, primetime possibilities with the Houston Texans. Spoiler alert, they're going to get a few primetime games.
Yeah, they are.
I think the NFL allows a max of five. You could really make a case. They deserve the full allotment of games. And it's not necessarily about them. It's as much about the opponents as it is them.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at these possibilities. I'm going to state the case. Primetime. Hype it up. Old school style. Possibility number one, the Baltimore Ravens versus the Houston Texans. LJ versus CJ, a rematch of last season when a young, promising team season was abruptly put to an end by an MVP, two-time MVP quarterback in the Baltimore Ravens. One is already on that second tier, but they want more. The other trying to get to that second tier, and they want more. Texans, Ravens on primetime. Buy or sell?
Absolutely buying. In fact, I could see this one being a Monday night game, have the whole stage, obviously. I think that'd be a great candidate. I think that's going to be one of them. I got four that I think are definitely, but I'll get to that later.
Next candidate. Figgy, you buying that Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's plenty more where that came from. Next candidates, PTP. Primetime possibilities here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Schedule probably going to be released, I think last year it was May 11th, so perhaps 2 weeks after the draft, I would forecast we will have the world-famous In the Loop schedule game after that comes out. Next possibility, Buffalo Bills versus Houston Texans. Stephon Diggs takes on his old team where there was alleged beef. Two teams chasing the Chiefs, Josh Allen versus C.J. Stroud, live from Houston, Texas. Bills versus Texans.
Just too many storylines not to have that as a strong case for primetime, right? I mean, there's storyline after storyline.
By the way, there's been some criticism of Stephon Diggs. He has some support. Not sure it's the support that he wants. We'll hear about that at 11:20. Not quite sure that this is really the cosign you want or the one that Texans fans want him to have. But 11:20, Stephon Diggs getting some interesting, I'll just put it that way, interesting support. Next primetime possibility, the Miami Dolphins, Tua versus CJ. Mike McDaniel versus two guys he knows very well, D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick. Two more teams chasing the Kansas City Chiefs, two of the best wide receiver cores in the entire NFL Texans versus Dolphins live from NRG Stadium. Buy or sell?
I don't know why this one is just not doing it for me.
I'm not feeling Miami this year as much as I have in the past. They're kind of becoming that boring-ass team. What are y'all doing? Are y'all going to bleep or get off the pot?
Yeah, just...
Y'all going to take that next... Y'all even going to knock on the door?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are y'all even going to knock on the door? Where are we going?
Just not doing it for me with this one.
Figgy, you down with this?
Nah, I'm not down with it, man.
All right, next one. Two players, coaches. One was a step away from winning a Super Bowl. The other took his team further than many anticipated. DeMeco versus Dan Campbell. A team that's already knocked versus a team that wants to knock. Texans versus Lions, live from Houston, Texas, on primetime.
All right, spoiler alert. This is one of the five that I think could be absolute locks. You know, the NFL doesn't... They love...
You think?
Here's why. There are fewer things the NFL loves more than a late-season Super Bowl preview.
Oh, come on.
They love that. They love that story.
They call this a Super Bowl preview?
I'm not saying it's going to be. I'm saying the NFL loves like a late-season primetime game. Could this be a Super Bowl preview? Lions, they got so close. Texans, C.J. Stroud, their whatever and whatever, their record. I could see this being the NFL's wheelhouse.
You in on the Lions primetime?
Nah, I'm not, man.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't really see it that way. I feel like they would do something like a Chiefs and Niners rematch as a Super Bowl preview again, but I don't see this one.
So we also have the division games, obviously Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and the old Oilers, Tennessee Titans. But those are the home games. Man, home games are going to be sick this year. Baltimore, yeah. Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, sign me up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. It's going to be intense. Now let's go on the road. Let's pack up. John Lopez, probably a cooler packer for a road trip. For our road trip, you go.
I have a good serious tailgate. If I'm tailgating, I'll have a serious
tailgate. No, we're not tailgating. But you pack like waters and stuff.
Nah. What you pack when you go on a road trip?
Yeah, water pack and snacks in a plastic baggie.
No, I just make a stop.
Good.
A little bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, now you're talking. You can talk me into a bologna sandwich.
The packing on the road trip.
Nah.
That's a lot, man.
Just stop.
If you have a baby, okay.
Unless Figgy wants to bring some bologna sandwiches, I'm all about it.
I actually don't like to pack. My wife do.
Mm-hmm.
And it always works out at the end.
How was that anniversary dinner?
It was pretty good, man.
Not a baby.
Good.
Happy anniversary.
Cranked it up a notch.
Well, her birthday. It was
a birthday. I mean, birthday. My bad.
Yeah, come on, man.
I said my bad.
Did she celebrate like New Orleans or what?
Nah. Nah.
All right.
I don't think she ever had the drink since.
Oh, so no barfing.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
No throwing up outside the car.
In the car.
in the car. I had to clean it up.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, next matchup as we go on the road. We're not going to have to go too far. We're going to go up 45. Texans versus Dallas Cowboys. Texas versus Texas. Pride as the best team in the state on the line. Stephon Diggs. Perhaps on Thanksgiving, takes on his family member, Trevon Diggs. Aiden Diggs probably going to be in the interview package. Dak Prescott versus C.J. Stroud. Two quarterbacks, one of which very polarizing. It is America's team, but are they actually Texas's team at the moment? The surging Texans versus the Cowboys, who've been on the same treadmill, it feels like, for damn near half a decade. Texans.
Years.
Versus Dallas Cowboys live Thanksgiving. Buy or sell?
Lock it up. That is going to be a Thanksgiving Day game. You laid it out. Texans at Cowboys, Thanksgiving Day, all those storylines you mentioned, and the good old-fashioned Texas shootout.
The other thing I think is a good break there is if it is going to be one of your Thursday games, and I think they try to limit your Thursday action, it's not a far one. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a far, not a far trip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go right up there. Quick flight.
And you're back and you have a long weekend. You got a longer time for the next game.
Yep. 10 days.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. You buying that?
100%.
Who's not? Who's not? Next matchup. This one's interesting. This is at Green Bay. Two guys I think are that I don't think he gets enough credit for how good of a season he had last year. Jordan Love, C.J. Stroud. Both of them are trying to emerge into that elite-ish territory. Of quarterback, you can make a case that they performed at that level last season, but You got to do it in consecutive seasons. The Green Bay Packers, who were oh so close to advancing to the conference championship game, versus the Houston Texans, who were one game away from doing the same. Two of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL at one of the most historic venues, not just in the NFL, but in sports. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, Texans, Packers, live from Lambeau Field on primetime. Buy or sell?
Yeah. Again, not a really good reason. I think there's just better options out there. There are better options for their primetime games. I mean, you laid it out. It's nice, but I think there's better options.
I agree, man. I mean, we not really.
You do?
I like this.
Like,
one,
I don't care about the Packers.
I do. This is why, because I think they look good on primetime.
It'd be one thing if it was Aaron Rodgers or something.
But Lambeau looks like sick under the lights.
It's just sick anyway. Yeah.
Lambeau looks sick under the lights, and you got the Texans on that on the turf. Now,
depending on when.
I mean, if it's not a primetime, I wouldn't mind it being like 3:25 game of the week on Fox.
It might be that.
Yeah, like on Fox, a nice little 3:25-er.
Yeah, it might
How about
be
that?
That?
Mm-hmm. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
In December?
Ooh.
Nah. Let's get it in September, please. Week two.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Next one. Once upon a time, there was an aging superstar linebacker in the NFL. His name was DeMeco Ryans. He was playing with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, and he was traded and automatically became a captain for Andy Reid. Andy Reid, one of the guys DeMeco Ryans credits for being one of his mentors and a Super Bowl winning head coach. With an elite quarterback, by the way, Patrick Mahomes, who is where CJ Stroud is trying to get. The Kansas City Chiefs, it's their world. Everybody else is living in it, and the Texans are trying to live in it in the second year of the CJ Stroud, DeMeco Ryans era. The Swifties will be wearing their red and gold, but CJ Stroud has captured the imagination of football fans all across the country. Texans in Kansas City against the Chiefs, and potentially an AFC championship game preview live on primetime. Buy or sell?
I'm buying, and I think I'm feeling a Thursday night on this. I don't know why. I just feel like Kansas City's going to get the limit.
Thursday night you want, man?
Well, there's
to open the season or what?
I don't know. I have another option to open the season in my mind, but I feel like, well, the Chiefs are going to get the limit. So are the Texans going to be on the list, you know, of the Chiefs' primetime games?
Next one, and this is my opener, for sure.
Opener?
my opener. This is my season opener. Sunday Night Football.
Huh.
Sunday Night Football. Last year, there was a lot of hope for the New York Jets, but that hope quickly came crumbling down as Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles a few plays into the season. Meanwhile, in Houston, C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, there weren't high hopes, but there were as the season went on and the Texans won a playoff game and advanced to the divisional round. Now, after an offseason in which both teams, the Jets and the Texans, spent a lot of money in free agency and Aaron Rodgers' return, these two teams opened the season on Sunday Night Football. Texans versus Jets, D'Amico Ryans versus one of his mentors, Robert Saleh. Last year, not pretty for C.J. Stroud, one of his worst games. He actually left the game before it even ended. Texans versus Jets, Aaron Rodgers versus C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans versus Robert Saleh. Sunday Night Football primetime. To start the season.
I think it's a possibility. I think the early in the season is probably better for that game before Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again.
You think he's going to get hurt again already?
Well, I just don't think he's going to last. Something's going to happen.
I think he might be washed.
Yeah, that too. I got five games that I think are going to be primetime games. I think the Texans could get five. If they get five, they're going to open against Buffalo.
Okay.
Open against Buffalo.
So Diggs versus Buffalo, okay.
They're going to have the Thanksgiving Day given against the Cowboys.
Okay.
They're going to have a Monday night game against Baltimore.
Okay.
They're going to have the Super Bowl preview with the Detroit Lions late in the year.
Wow.
And they're going to play the Chiefs on a Thursday night.
Here's my pushback. And I'm going to I think this is something that we need to take into account. If we're assuming they're going to get the max.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
They're in a division with the Titans and Colts, and I don't know how many primetime games those teams are going to get. Mm-hmm. Those teams, you have to
Might have to play the
That's
Texans.
My pushback.
So the fact
they're
going
to have like two division games, yeah.
The fact that those two teams have to have one leads me to believe that perhaps they get thrown one or two with division opponents.
Better stakes against a division opponent. C.J. Stroud would be a big ticket item.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I mean, you know, they're going to play some
well-known
teams as well.
Because back in the – I mean
– we had no primetime games.
Where are they putting them on Thursday? Oh, Carolina. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Matt Rhule? Oh, you are 3-0? Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule was one of the toasts of the NFL last time to
Yeah, he was.
A little primetime action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the max allotment will be interesting. It's a hell of a schedule. It is a massive, massive schedule, to say the very least.
I'm really feeling that, obviously the Chiefs, obviously the Cowboys, really feeling that Buffalo game to open the year.
I'm feeling Green Bay.
Yeah?
I'm Green Bay. Be on that frozen tundra. Are they going to have Tom Brady call a game? Probably.
I guess, right?
I mean, if he's Fox, right? Is he doing it this year, or does he get two years off?
That's why I said I
guess. About to say, I don't know if he's doing it. I ain't heard nothing about it.
Oh, does he get 2 years off instead of one? Can't keep up, man.
I'm going to get what he wants.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Can't keep up with this guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Colts' non-division schedule. It ain't not a lot of headliners there that might be a primetime candidate.
Yeah, I don't think teams are dying to see the Colts. So I could see that being... Mm-hmm. thrown out there. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be a fun time. Schedule release is cool because it lets you know when.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you're playing, but it does matter when you play them.
Oh, okay, especially teams.
It 100% matters.
Yeah.
When's the bye week?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to have to travel? All that. I think they're definitely going to try to get crazy with the opener.
But look at the teams they're playing. Home and road. You mentioned the home.
Hey, you got a toughie.
Man.
You got a toughie.
Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, and Jets on the road.
Yeah, that's tough. Want to get that Jets out of the way. I did not like the way that weather was. Combine that with the field. Let's try to get that over with quickly. Green Bay. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling Green Bay or Miami. And for some reason, the Jets, that feels like a storyline for like a major noon game, like the dominant noon game. Oh, these two coaches know each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily like a prime time storyline, you know?
Aaron Rodgers. He's still alive, right? He's going?
He is for now.
41 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Torn Achilles? Okay.
Although, if they play the Jets, you know it's going to be, C.J. Stroud was in middle school when, you know, blah, blah,
oh,
blah,
God.
Blah, blah. Aaron Rodgers did this and that, you know.
Oh, when he was drafted, he was...
Yeah, he might have been younger than that.
He was three. Mm-hmm. Or he was, yeah, I think he was 2 or 3 years old
mm-hmm.
when Aaron Rodgers was drafted.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, you're right. He was
four.
When was C.J. Stroud born?
He just turned 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he just turn 22?
He just turned 23.
Okay, yeah. So he was born in 01.
Golly. Aaron Rodgers played his first game in 2005. C.J. Stroud, depending on the month, 3 years old, 4 years old, whatever it is. Yeah, you know that's coming.
He was born on October 3rd, 2001. He's 22.
Oh, he's
just
still
turned
22.
22.
He's
yeah.
still 22.
He's not even 23 yet.
Yeah, he was 3 years old. Aaron Rodgers was starting for the Packers. Well, playing for the Packers.
It's unbelievable. Coming up, Stephon Diggs. He's been getting a little bit of hate. Now he's got some love, but I don't think it's the love that you want him to have. We'll give you the latest next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Lyon.
All right, little forgotten fact, and it's only 1 year old. All teams don't have to have primetime games anymore. So, because remember, the Texans weren't going to have one until they faced Indianapolis. So that's a curveball. Sean Pendergast, shout out to him. He actually texted me that. So good reminder there. From good old Sean P. Stephon Diggs, he's gotten a little bit of criticism, kind of a polarizing player. He's been in interesting situations, to say the least. Minnesota, and most recently Buffalo. Yesterday, he liked a tweet that completely set off Bills Mafia. It was a tweet at him, and it said, quote, "Bills low-key got the worst fan base. Y'all bitter AF in the comments." He liked it. And you can imagine how Bills fans took that.
Not well.
Not well.
It ain't great.
He does have some support, though, from Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown put a screenshot.
Okay, well, it's Antonio Brown.
He put a screenshot of the tweet up, and he said, "Generational run continues. Hashtag CTESPN. I stand with that Stephon Diggs." So if you're looking for some support, Texans fans, and you're looking for some support for Stephon Diggs outside of Houston, you have it in the form of Antonio Brown.
Because of a like. They got upset. Because he liked
But
something.
Likes. But
that's how I go, man.
Yeah.
Because he liked
We
something.
In 2024, man.
I mean, I can't believe we're having this conversation, but I also know that it's real. Like those are the things that that set people off. One thing about Stephon Diggs, and you know, I kind of went off a little bit about the whole number one wide receiver thing yesterday, about it's just foolish how people think there's a mystery here.
Yeah, you kind of came strong there, and I liked that. That was a solid thing that I really just haven't heard.
Yeah.
Someone just pound the table and say, okay, stop with the Tank Dell, stop with the Nico Collins. The Texans have a number one wide receiver, and it's not either one of those guys.
You don't even have to stop with the Tank Dell and the Nico Collins. They could really be good. But my big point is, people overthink these things. If they thought Nico Collins was the guy and was going to be the guy, they could have paid him to be the guy and lock him up at a lower rate than what he's going to get next year if he is the guy, right? They could have paid if they's like that's that guy right there. He's our number one. Let's pay him now. Give him about 5 years, 6 years, whatever, and then we're going to be having one of the best receivers in the league on the cheap for the next 5-6 years. They could have done that, right? They didn't.
Maybe, perhaps.
They didn't. They didn't do that because they had money. This was the year to do it. So they didn't do that. That's sign number one. Tank Dell. Again, I'm not saying it can't happen, but they went and got Stephon Diggs. And you know what they did with Stephon Diggs? They're paying him. They're paying him like a number one wide receiver. He's been a number one wide receiver for 5-6 years. He's came in to fill the role of number one wide receiver So I get very frustrated with, like, I don't know. So I kind of went off on that, and I'm kind of doing it again right now. But my bigger point with Stephon Diggs is when you bring him in, it's not as if you're not going to have any drama. He's a diva wide receiver, and Houston, Texas is just not used to diva wide receivers. So you might feel a little uncomfortable with that. You might be a little unnerved. Who cares? You're getting a number one wide receiver and everything that entails, including a little diva.
Do you think you're going to get diva from him?
I don't know if diva is the right word, but...
Well, do you think you're going to get it here?
What is diva?
Like a guy that would maybe pop off after a game if he didn't get the ball enough, you know? Or someone who could maybe argue with his quarterback as he did in Buffalo. That happens everywhere, man. We're just not used to it here. And I think that's part of, like, people are hesitant to go all in on Stephon Diggs. I don't care. He's the number one guy. And everything that entails, you're getting. And, oh, by the way, don't you trust D'Amico Ryans in that locker room?
Yeah.
Don't you trust C.J. Stroud?
I just don't think you disrespected D'Amico Ryans' locker room.
Well, and it won't last for long if you do. You know, I mean, it'll be taken care of however they do it. So just, I guess what I'm telling people is just settle down. Know that you got your number one wide receiver. Hope for the best from Nico and Tank. And if there's anything that maybe kind of makes you bristle a little bit, don't worry about it. It's what happens when you got these guys. It happens everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown, he's a fan, mm-hmm. to say the very least. Is there ever any time where someone kind of co-signs you and you're like, I don't want you co-signing me, man, please. I don't want you on my side of this argument. I don't mind having the more the merrier.
You know,
in
I
most
think
cases.
He's right. Don't say that.
Hey, you can stay away, sir. You don't have to. I don't want your support here. Please don't. No, thank you.
I feel like you're thinking of someone.
No, it's just sometimes when someone's on your side, you're just like, you can chill.
You can just keep it quiet.
You can hang out. It's all good.
It happens a lot. Like, don't worry about saying anything.
Yeah, you're good.
Don't worry.
No, it's okay. Hey, yeah. I got this. I started thinking about, and we actually, I think it won the slime off. during the season, Josh Allen, the former quarterback for Stephon Diggs, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, when he grabbed that low-hanging fruit, which was clearly a lie, there was clearly drama between Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. He went on bussing with the boys, and he said this, and it looks even dumber now.
The media has blown this so far out of, right? Like, we are in rookie or mini camp. We're not playing a game for 4 months. He doesn't show up one day. He's still there. You know, coach asked him to go home. We were in talks and discussions of trying to resolve some things, and it wasn't anything major. And media just blew it up. And they're still talking about it. Like, let it go. Let it go. There's no reason to continue talking about it. He was on the field with us the next day. You know, it was not a big deal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not all a big right. deal.
That was media. It's just all the media's fault.
Well, of course. I mean, what do you expect? They went in doubt, blame the media. Or I was out of context. Well, I heard the audio.
Someone brings up an interesting question on the text line. I think this is a good discussion to have. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Stephon Diggs getting support from Antonio Brown. When does the show move to heavy on the draft? I think that's an interesting question because
our show,
yeah, like, and I don't, I'm not picking on him, I'm not questioning it, and I'm not even saying whether this is the right answer or not. This is just the mindset that I've had when it comes to this draft. Mm-hmm. Like on the stream, we'll talk about the draft,
yes,
a lot, and we'll talk about what's going on. But in this instance, there's just so many layers to this for the Texans to where you don't have a first round pick. So if you start sitting here and you start talking about, well, who's it going to be at 42, you're kind of at the mercy of 41 other teams, and you're also at the mercy of a clean reset after 32. Like after 32, you have it's lights, camera, action, boom. It's basically like a new day of the draft. Mm-hmm. So you have that. Also, like as far as the division goes, it's not like anyone's drafting too close to the top. The Titans might end up getting a receiver.
Yeah.
So as far as the draft itself, it just seems like there's so many things to jump. Like I know that like in baseball, when we talk about the Astros, like if the Astros lose a game in the first 10, what do we hear? You know this.
Yeah. Come on.
It's early. I feel like it's early to break down what's going to happen at 42 because there's so many variables and there's a whole day of reset. Like that's why I love day two so much because it's a whole day of reset. And that's where, for me, the excitement happens.
I think to answer that question.
If they were at 22, I would be sitting here, we would be subtracting the quarterbacks and all that.
Like just being honest here, like when are we going to go hot and heavy on the draft? About 10 p.m. on day one.
Yes. Yes.
About 10 p.m.
And I'm enjoying the, like,
because that's when we'll see everything.
If I thought it was 100% locally relevant, and that's the point of what we do. We localize it. Mm-hmm. Like this is the most localized show I think in the city. I would be able to, like, if we were at 22, we could be sitting there saying this, but when you trade back to 42, you're kind of at the mercy, and I'm almost enjoying the chill mode of sitting there and watching it.
Now, that said,
last year was nuts. Last year we started the draft in October.
Last year was driving us crazy.
We started the draft in October. October, we were, you know, tank.
Yeah.
Bryce or bust.
Mm-hmm. Bust tank these. Tank as in suck.
Yeah, tank as in stink.
No, last year was insane. Now, we are going to talk about the draft as it pertains to the second round. We've done that already. How many quarterbacks? How many wide receivers? Who's going to be a surprise? Anything like along those lines? But Thursday night, 10 p.m., maybe 10:30. I don't know when it exactly ends. That's when I'm going to have a hard time going to bed. I mean, that's when I'm going to be looking at, well, this guy's here and this guy's there and the Texans have this, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that's when we're going to go real crazy.
On the text line, 832, is there a rule against talking about the UFL on 610?
Well, it's not so much.
Yep, it's in our contracts.
It's not so much a rule as a guideline.
It's in the contract. I think it's in y'all contracts.
Yeah.
Can't talk about the UFL?
Yep.
He's kidding, right? Or she?
I don't know.
It's in the contract, man.
I don't know. UFL. Give me the UFL topic.
I watched about 10 minutes.
I can't watch it. Name me a team.
I watched the Roughnecks against the Defenders.
I can't watch it.
Was that Saturday? About 10 minutes.
I can't do it.
Pretty nice little play, too.
Then
I changed.
College football pro, and then it's all. I can barely watch some of the, like, the Maction sometimes. It's like football snob. It's a certain level. Like, I'm drinking craft beer, brother. You can get on your Colt 45. I don't know about the UFL. I'll be honest with you.
So it's not a rule.
Yeah, it's not a rule. It's common sense.
It's a guideline.
It's common sense. Yeah, breaking down the two deep of the Roughnecks didn't make the run. Didn't make the rundown. We went with Stephon Diggs instead and the draft, the Texans. Coming up next, the hits are lit. Another one for the Astros and John Lopez. He promises he's going to make some bread.
It's happening, baby. Money, 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 money.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we'll get to the John Lopez money making coming up shortly. First, though, the hits. They are lit.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Astros lose in 10 innings. They lose 4-3. Terrible start to the game. You deserve what you get. You start out with three singles. The bats, after erupting the night before, three singles. Alex Bregman pops up to first base. Yadier Diaz near double play. However, he legs it out, and that's the only run you end up getting. So three straight singles to start a game, you get one run, you get what you deserve, and they end up losing in extra innings. They lose 4-3, 5-18 with runners in scoring position. They fall to 4-8 on the season.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit unnerved about Dana Brown and some of the things he's done, and more specifically, not done. Adam Spillane laid it out pretty good, and Chandler Rome laid it out as well. Just consider this, because I got to give full credit to Chandler, because this is a very easy way to put it. You lost 207 bullpen innings off last year's team. You knew you were going to be down two starters until after the All-Star break. You knew that a lot of your pitchers were coming off career-high workloads. And then before the end of the spring, you knew Justin Verlander would be delayed in coming back, and you still really didn't do anything. Like, I'm starting to wonder about Dana Brown being able to pull the trigger on some very important moves with this squad.
Well, perhaps they could get a kick. One of their most coveted prospects, with Framber Valdez going on the IL with left elbow inflammation, Mr. Arrighetti, he's going to make his debut. 2.16 ERA in his first two starts, and I'm glad you asked. 2.16 ERA in his first two starts in AAA. Minor league pitcher of the year last year for the Astros, and he is going to make a start. Mr. Spencer Arrighetti, We hardly knew you. We're going to get to know you tonight. Last debut that the Astros had didn't go great.
It didn't go great at all.
I am predicting that he'll get over one out.
Well, how many more?
I think he will get...
He'll go four, right? If he goes four, that's a win.
He's going to get 12 outs.
If he goes four,
he'll get at least 12 outs.
That's a big win. Yeah.
And they haven't seen him, so we'll see what happens. And he's in his rhythm. You know, and he's gotten a good night's sleep.
Coming off a good start, too.
He didn't get rushed to the ballpark.
Yeah.
Like poor Blair Henley.
Yeah.
Mr. 135 ERA.
That's 135.
So, yeah, there you go. Mr. Arrighetti. We'll see what happens. Spillane did not seem too pumped about him.
Well, I don't think he thinks he's like a number one kind of Hunter Brownish type prospect, but I think he's been pitching well.
I had no idea that he was a baseball snob like that. I thought Spo knew all the prospects. NFL, September 6th, Friday, Green Bay Packers versus Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil.
Yeah,
so you're gonna have Green Bay and Philly in Brazil. A lot of green.
That's true.
A lot of
That's
green
right.
out there.
That's right. I hadn't thought of that.
A lot of green. Wonder if that was by design.
Yeah. Green flag, Green Bay, Green Philly. This is brutal. That's a brutal trip.
How far is Brazil?
It's South America, and it is a long way
How far?
Down. I want to say I've been to Argentina, which is nearby. I want to say 11 hours. Help me out, loopholes.
So it's longer than Hawaii?
Yeah. It's a long way out down there.
Okay, so Brazil, a little Brazilian action now. How about that?
Yeah.
You think they'll like the game? London seems to be embracing it a little bit. You think Brazil will like the game?
I think so, right?
I don't know. I don't know what they like. They like soccer.
They love soccer.
What else do they like?
Basketball. They're good in basketball.
Okay.
Brazil's real good in basketball. They love them some hoops.
Anderson Varejão, was he from Brazil?
A bunch of great ones.
Yeah.
Nenê?
Yeah.
Nenê.
He was from Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll see how they take to football. Rockets had their final home game yesterday. They won 118-106. Fred VanVleet with 37 points. Rockets looking to finish strong. They will not be in the postseason, but they wrapped up what's been considered what I think any logical person would consider a hell of a start for M.A. Adoka and a team that the people did make the trip out there could be proud of. A lot of progress made in a very short time. So salute to M.A. Adoka for bringing his culture in here.
The season was a win. That's the best way I can describe it. Was it great? Was it playoffs? Obviously, no. But the season was a win.
Tomorrow, Masters. John Lopez, big golf guy.
Big golf guy.
He has some Masters picks, which he's very proud of. I've seen him tease this a few times.
It's just facts. I have to tease it.
So he can do it.
You hike your leg.
Little tease with Lopez. We got three teases. We got a tweet.
Yeah.
We got a something on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How about that, man?
Yeah.
I didn't think your fingers worked on stuff like that. It's gracious. He's actually promoting something on the show. Look at him. Promoting something that's not barbecue sauce or a podcast. How about that?
Yeah.
The fingers work.
You might want to go through some of my tweets.
And so does the money making.
You might want to go look at my tweets. Look so at my history. I'm a big fan of promoting the station.
It is time.
What's that, YouTube on Locker Room? Is that what it is? Is that what it's called?
Locker Room on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. You don't know that.
The YouTube on Locker Room? All right, look. As humbly as I can say, I've made significant money two of the last 3 years, specifically with my long shots. And here's what I want you to promise me. You can make the decision yourself, but you got to get in on one of my long shot picks here. It's a moneymaker. All right? Let's start with I do three levels of bets. Winner among the favorites. Long shot winner. That's the one that I almost got with Zalatoris a couple of years ago, but I did get a top 10 with him. And then the third level is top 10. So you're making three bets. You're making the chalk, relatively, winner. And that's going to be among, like, all the usual suspects. Jon Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Scottie Scheffler. Some would say Jordan Spieth, but Jordan Spieth is having a really rough
time. I think he's going to win it.
He is having a rough time. I would not bet on Jordan Spieth.
I think he's going to get the dub.
He might surprise, but he's got a real bad wrist injury. If you're watching golf like I was on Sunday, you saw him aggravated at the Texas Open, and he hadn't won in a while. Hadn't won a major since, I believe, 2019.
It's been a while, yeah. Kind of burst on the scene, falling off a little bit.
Let's get this one out of the way first. My chalk winner pick.
Oh, wow.
My chalk winner pick.
Okay.
It's plus 400.
Okay, 4-1.
Not very creative.
Doesn't need to be.
But I'm going to get you
four some. 4-1's 4-1.
I'm going to get you some real good picks.
25
here in a
wins
minute.
A hundo.
I'm going to get some long shots here.
Bill wins four bills.
Scottie Scheffler. Scott, okay. Like I said, not very creative, but he's playing his ass off.
4-1 for the best player in the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's get to the good stuff here.
Okay.
You want to make some real money?
Why not?
And I want you to pick, when I get to the top 10s, I want you to make one of these bets. But my long shot winner to a player to win it, basically, the Zalatoris of this year.
Now, Zalatoris was U.S. Open, though, right? Correct?
Was it U.S. Open?
Yeah, I don't think that was Masters.
He finished second in the Masters. Yeah, he finished second in the Masters.
I thought he finished second in the U.S.
Maybe
Open.
Maybe he did, but he finished second in the Masters. Sahith Theegala. I'm going to put $50 on Sahith Theegala to win the Masters. He's also going to be in my top 10 picks to cover myself, but he was...
What's his name?
Sahith Theegala.
Okay.
He was ninth last year. He's got four top 10 finishes this year. He's absolutely playing his best golf. And for him to win it, plus 4,000. A $50 bet on Theegala, if he pulls out the magic, will get you, what, $2,000?
Yeah, that's a lot of bread.
All right, now here's where you make your money, loopholes. This is where you make your money. Top 10 picks. Not everybody's going to win, obviously.
So you got to get in the top 10.
You got to finish in the top 10. The odds are a little lower, but it's still really good value. Okay? Theegala is one. I'm going to cover the win with the Theegala bet he's plus 320 to finish in the top 10.
Okay.
So are you going to be in on that one or any of these others that I'm going to mention? Matthew Fitzpatrick. He already has three top 10s this year. He's been in the top 15 in the last three Masters. He's been top 15 in the last three Masters. And he's also was playing very, very well right now. He's plus 275. Plus 275 to finish in the top 10. And then my flyer.
Okay. What does a flyer mean?
Like he's a longer shot to finish in the top 10, but I like him a lot. He's plus 750 to finish in the top 10. And it's a name you may remember. Steven Yeager.
Never heard of him.
He won the Texas Children's Houston Open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Steven Yeager.
Good for him.
German guy. Won the Houston Open. And then after he was going to play last week in
San... Is Yeager a German liquor?
I don't know. But
he's thinking the same thing.
I don't know, but he's German. I think he went to college here, but he's German. So he was going to play last week in San Antonio at the Texas Open. But after winning the Houston Open, he said, nah, man, I've qualified for the Masters. I'm going to Augusta, and I'm going to practice 2 weeks.
Yeager is German.
Jaegermeister?
Yeah.
Instead of playing in San Antonio last week, he went to Augusta and has been practicing for 2 weeks, and he's really, really hot, and he's plus 750. I usually hate first-time Masters players, but I'm going to put him on the card. So you got to pick one of these guys, and I want real money on it because I'm putting 50 on all these. I'm putting 50 on Spieth, 50 on Tagala to win.
Wait, Spieth?
I mean, not Spieth. Scheffler, 50
on... Spieth would be the right play.
Spieth is hurting. His wrist is bad.
He's fine.
We'll see.
He'll be out there.
I'm going to put 50 on Scheffler.
It's golf.
50 on Tagala, 50 on Matthew Fitzpatrick, and 50 on Steven Yeager. You got to back me up on one of those top 10 picks.
Why?
Because it's a team. And I'm giving you knowledge that not everybody has. I watch golf every week, at least Sundays.
I don't want to waste money.
It's not... Look who you're talking to. I've got a track record.
I'll go with Spieth.
That's not one of the picks I just gave. Spieth, top 10? I don't know what his...
Yeah, I'll get Spieth.
Top 10 or win?
Yeah, 50 on Spieth.
Top 10 or win?
25 to win, 50 to get in the top 10.
All right. You're giving your money away. And I like Spieth, and I think he's got it in him. He's won it before, but he's really, really hurting right now. He's really, really hurting right now. And here's the thing about these picks. I do it on the air every year. You can go back and listen. I think two of the last 3 years, I made a lot of money on it. Tagala. Remember that name.
Tagala?
Tagala.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's from?
India, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe he's from India.
Might have something, man.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's John Lopez, Masters pick. Starts tomorrow, by the way.
Yes, that's why I did him today.
Yes, it does. Tomorrow, what, 6, 7? Or they're later, right?
No, they're earlier. It's in East Coast time. Yeah.
You ever had that chicken salad sandwich at the Masters?
It's a nice little cheap concession stand. The ones that they are known for are egg salad and pimento cheese. I like their pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese?
Yeah, I like their pimento cheese. Like $2 or a buck or something.
It's buck 50.
It costs you $10,000 to get on the course and get tickets, but it's like a buck 50 for a sandwich.
Is it 10K? I thought you could get on the waiting list.
You can, but you never get on. You can get practice round tickets relatively cheap, but when it comes to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Who would you follow if you went?
Well, I've been twice, and it was in Tiger's heyday. And
you can't follow him.
I have.
It's hard, though, man.
Yeah, what I do is stake out Amen Corner, and you can see all of them coming through. Nick Faldo, I followed him 1 year. At Augusta.
He retired, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's in the booth.
No, I'm talking about he retired from the booth.
Oh, did he?
I thought, wasn't he crying? Someone was crying.
Sir Nick Faldo. It was Faldo. You're right.
Cried.
Yeah, you're right. It was Faldo.
Yeah, why'd he retire?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was a badass.
I'd probably follow Scheffler or John Rahm because he throws clubs and stuff. He gets all mad.
Oh, they're saying that he might win.
No, he's one of the favorites.
They're saying Rahm might win.
Yeah, he's one of the
favorites. He's a live guy.
Yeah.
Coming up next, let's try to look ahead at the Houston Astros. Let's go best case scenario for the Astros. Let's take a look at the draft as well. There's some information that keeps emerging in regards to a Texans potential target. And, man, it keeps getting crazier and crazier. The fluid situation of one of the most controversial guys that could end up being a Houston Texan, as well as the status of one of the Astros' best pitchers. Lunchtime next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.